Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name is Kabir Uppal and I'm your host on the pursuit of wellness. I'm a fitness enthusiast myself, and by chatting with guests, I hope to learn a lot and hopefully you will too. I'm also the co-founder of Fitna, a platform focused on fitness and healthy living, where you can find out more about the show. You can check out our Facebook group, The Pursuit of Wellness, where we interact with guests and listeners and discuss their journeys. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at TPower Podcast. This is a Mancha Media production. You can find out more on manchamedia.com. On this week's episode, we're chatting with Sahil Marwa. I've known Sahil for many years as a friend, and we've played a lot of basketball games together. He's a partner at a Delhi-based communications company called Beeman Words and is a massive fitness enthusiast who has had an amazing journey. We chat with him about his transformations and all the things he's done to maintain a fit and healthy life. I'm super excited for this chat and for you guys to hear it too. So let's get started. So we've already given our listeners a introduction about you, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words?
Thanks a lot, firstly, man, for calling me here in the smashing intro. I run a communication firm called Beeman Words. It's a lot of fun stuff around marketing, keeps me engaged all day. Post all day is what I think I've been called here for. A little about my fitness routine and what I do when I play a sport, how I keep myself active, sometimes also how it's important to have a great diet. Should be a good session this time, man. Should be fun to like chat about this with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So why don't we start with where it all began for you? You know, you've gone through a very big transformation, you know, health-wise. Why don't you tell us about how that started and why you eventually did it?
I'll call this two-faced for sure, man. A lot of people don't know about this, but I'll split it for you. I learned it twice. I learned like from my mistakes and everything. So my first transformation was right after college, probably last year of college. I saw Rocky back to back, all of them. That like pumped me up, and that's how I lost a lot of weight. I started running a lot, I started gymming, and I started playing ball. So that was my first transformation of sorts, where I made sure that I'm working out, I'm really active throughout the day, but that was mostly cardio. So this is why I'm saying it's two-phased, right? Because I had that bug in me that I need to be fitter, and I just focus on simple things, which is just learning how to like run more and also play basketball, like, and be more active in life. But that led to a lot of weight loss, which is not the right way. It's good to also build muscle, and it should be more holistic of sorts. But the other thing that I learned, and was partly was also some discipline, which is very important in my life back then. Like, there are certain things I gave up then and which I still don't eat now, which I learned there is that it's easy to like, you know, learn and make something a habit, right? This was years ago, man. This was like long time back. I've kind of maintained that of sorts, which is my weight. But with my body, I've learned more about my body in the last 3 or 4 years, which is basically when I shifted our offices, which is in close to Saket now, and I changed my gym. I learned a lot there through the trainers, through the nutritionists and all. And also like how important it is to like have some good muscle weight, working out right. Discipline on food is good, but you're allowed to cheat also. But like also like how to eat right and in the right way and what's the right quantity, number of times you got to eat. I think Nutrition is very, very important if you are leading an active life. It is tiring. Mentally and physically, when you have a long days at work, then you have to also be nourished enough to go to the gym after that, because that's a part of my lifestyle now. That, you know, no matter what, I will go to work out or play a sport at like 7:30 in the evening. But if I'm not nourished enough, I can't work out. So this is something that I'm building on now. Lots of learning in the last 3-4 years.
So we'll jump into the specifics post this, but I just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of an idea about what your day looks like, right? You mentioned that you run a communication firm, and that's a significant time of the day gone, right? How do you manage your entire day and add the fitness and nutrition angle to it as well?
I've scheduled it really well now. I think this has been in the last couple of months, in fact. I wake up really early now, try to start my day by 6:37 max. I sleep by 10:30, 11 max. In the morning, I do some reading and some work alone in peace. Then I get to work by 11-ish. What I try to do is balance it right. I want to finish work by 7 tops, 6:30, 7 tops, so that I can reach the gym by 7:30. Work out no matter what for just an hour, not more than that, so that I can head back on home and have dinner on time. It's working out well for me, this schedule of mine. What I would say is, what I've added is now like just having like enough breaks in the middle to eat something light. I'm not saying that I'm going out to eat, but there'll be like every 2-3 hours, I'll be eating something no matter what, so that there is enough of energy for me at the gym also. Otherwise, because I did feel like a little drowsy and tired. There have been lots of days that I walk into the gym and I walk out.
Yeah.
So, but waking up early has definitely helped my schedule better. And this has been just like 3 or 4 months. What one thing I do with all my routines of sorts is I log it. So if I go work out or I go play basketball, if I have personal training, I log it on my phone. If I wake up on time, I log it. So if I'm not waking up on time, I'm missing on that day. So it's not becoming a discipline and routine and a habit for sure.
Okay.
So I know if in a week I'm waking up at 6:30 only 3 days a week. And next week, I'm waking up like 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So what's going right? What's going wrong?
Yeah, so you're almost keeping track through data of what you're doing. It's very Tim Ferriss type thing.
Yeah, but it's definitely helping me out because it's a reflection of sorts of like how my last week's been. And it's, well, I have cut down on my nightlife a lot, which I'm okay with. Because if you're up by 6:37, you are like, no matter what you do, you want to sleep by 10:30.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about your journey a little bit. The transformation that you had initially in your last year of college. What was the weight loss that you achieved then? And as you mentioned, you know, that was more cardio and running. How did you kind of structure that for yourself at that time?
Okay, so last year of college, we barely had any classes. I don't know why that's something that happens in Hindu BCom. I had a lot of time. So what I did was I made a routine and also promised myself that I'm giving up some things which I used to be addicted to, man. That's the best way to put it. I was addicted to Maggi and Chola Bhatura. No lies. Like straight up. I haven't had Maggi and Chola Bhatura in like 8 or 10 years.
Wow,
straight
that's
up,
serious
bro.
Commitment.
So back to what happened was I used to time my day in a way because we were younger. I think we had more time. I used to make sure that I'm running or going to the gym to run. So that's where like, you know, I didn't do anything beyond that. So I was like either running around the colony or Lodi Gardens or the gym. And then evening, because we were always playing games, you know, we were very active. I took that like 5 p.m. slot for like basketball.
Yeah.
These exercises definitely did help me a lot. I think I shedded all of it like, I think 40 odd kilos.
Wow.
In like 5 or 6 months. First 2-3 months, it was very slow, I would say, change. And after that, it all happened in a snap. I don't know how. It felt good. Now when I look at it, I was too thin. But that time I felt great with my own body. So that time what the results I got of being thin, because I wanted to be that, like I did feel good at that point of time, like 100%. But now when I roll out, I'm like, dude, I was so skinny back then. So yeah, but I think it's also like, you know, sometimes people do say that you're never happy with your own body. Now I say, oh, dude, like that's not great. Now if I look at myself 5 months ago also, there are certain changes that I made now that I'm happier with my body now. So you have to keep on pushing your limits.
So right? that's something that we're going to get to in terms of goal setting and shifting also with your, you know, how you've managed that. Why don't we talk a little bit about your second transformation as well? You had mentioned that, you know, you've gone through two phases of transformations, but I wanted to actually touch upon your second transformation. The first, you know, you rightly just said that you felt that it was too skinny. So do you feel the second transformation is a bit more balanced and you've, you know, used your experience to have more nutrition or better fitness regime as well?
I think balance is a really good word you took, but I'll say how the balance came through knowledge. I think overload to not to knowledge from my friends who are really fit, my trainers at the gym. Doing it the right way was very important. What is important for your body? I learned it through by reading up. So that is how my change flipped. Like I never stretched before playing basketball. Then I hurt my back. So I learned that I need to stretch before playing basketball. I never stretched before lifting weights. I pulled my back again. You know, so these are things that you need to learn. You know, like even warming up, it's very important. So like this is all like, I learned it the hard way because of injuries. But like now I make sure that there's enough knowledge so that I do it the right way. I'm learning right things. So I keep on now testing myself in new things. And I see that there's a positive change in myself every month. I kid you not, man. That's how much like I'm trying to absorb from people. I usually hit up a lot of my friends, man, like, you know, Javir.
Yeah.
Javir, I message him all the time. I've mailed him a lot on my diet, on exercises. Kanwar, I've chatted with him a lot. So these are like my friends
that are helping you out, yeah.
Yeah, Kanwar I go to a lot. So like he told me like, you know, personal training is amazing for you. And I kid you not, it was amazing for me. Beyond that, I have my trainers at the gym who are like out there to help me out no matter what. Before my current gym, I never consulted anyone, even at the gym. So I don't know if I was doing it right. I don't know if there were some minor injuries back then. So with now, I think with time, age, because you know, when you get injured, it stops you down beyond your workout, which is at work also, because you pulled your back, maybe you're not going to work because it's hurting, right? So these things I've learned. I would say balancing everything has been a key for sure. I will also say being regular has helped me out a lot now. It's a great release. That's the best way to put
and
it, man.
Is that, are those the new additions that you've had in your second transformation? It would be knowledge, consistency, and discipline?
100%.
Awesome. And I wanted to actually jump into the benefits and the effects that these transformations have had on your life. You know, can you tell us a little bit about what you felt it's added in terms of, obviously, the weight loss, in terms of feeling better in you know, health-wise, fitness-wise, but what are some other effects that it's had on your life?
Well, I would say there is more like, you know, you feel more better about yourself. There's more confidence, 100%. You know, you're more active also, man. Forget gymming and like playing a sport and all. But if you say, Sahil, let's go for a long walk, I won't be panting with you, right? When you're traveling, it's all about walking, man. None of us take cars or Ubers, anything. You know, like when you're discovering a city, it's all by foot or by bike. So I don't think I'd be able to do it when I was like slightly chubbier compared to what I am now. Like if you take me for a trek also, which I have never done before, I think I'll do a fairly decent job at it.
Yeah. And run us through, you know, a little bit of your current training plan. And as you rightly mentioned before, that there are some goal shifting and changes, you know, that as and when you kind of progress, you kind of change up what you want to achieve, right? So tell us a little bit about how you structure that for yourself, as in your current plan, and how you change your goals as those plans kind of get executed.
So for almost a year, I was just doing two body parts and supersetting with like at the gym, some cardio. Then the most fun part, it was playing a sport over the weekend. Made sure I was playing basketball over the weekend, calling in wherever I could. So that was my regime of sorts. I flipped it around because I saw that I'd saturated again. So I got a personal trainer on board, I think 2 months ago. It's legit changed my life. Like I've never had a personal trainer. I've always had those trial sessions, like, you know, 3 sessions or 5 sessions, that's it. This time I've got a personal trainer on board. Like he's, again, more knowledge, I think. He's like pushed me to another level, all my boundaries, man. You know, if you think you can like lift something or like do a certain number of reps, like, and then like mentally pushing you, man, because I know I would have never been able to do it without this person next to me pushing me to like do it for
sure. Yeah.
I would recommend someone who wants to also take it another level and is now saturated of sorts, or like think that they're stagnant with where they are right now. Getting external help could be really, really good. But it's very important for the trainer to understand your goals and body also.
Yeah.
The trainer should have a lot of experience. So I didn't go with someone who has like less experience. I picked up someone who has like a lot of experience also, so that he understands. I told him about my injuries that have happened. Like I was like, dude, I've messed up. Once I was picking up weights at Epicuria and I just pulled my back by just picking up weights. So I told him about my lower back is weak. I've popped my ankle a couple of times. So like he understood that, man. Like I forgot how to squat. Literally forgot how to squat. And in 2 sessions, I was back at it. But there was also a mental lock that I had because of my injuries. I was like, I can't do it again. But this guy got me back and he's like, you have to do it, man. Like, so like he didn't, my leg day wasn't my first training session because he got my confidence back by other body parts. And then like, he's like, now I can push him to do other things because he listens to me.
Yeah.
Right. So now I actually like listening to someone else, though I don't think I'll be personal, having a person throughout my life. But I think for a couple of more months, to learn as much as possible for sure.
Yeah, so actually even going in and out of personal training might be helpful for somebody when you, like you said, that you might feel saturated, whether that's, you know, bringing about a change through a trainer or through a workout buddy that's more knowledgeable than you are, just to give you that extra push to try something new or to try something that you've been previously afraid to do, right?
I totally agree, man. Like I've tried so many new things now beyond working out in personal training, yoga, beyond amazing. Like it's opened my body up. Like my body had become so stiff. Learned yoga because of, again, my injuries at the gym. Started practicing it more. I feel so different, man. I couldn't stretch before. I can stretch like decently well now. What's important is also like maybe I explore like something like a CrossFit later, MMA later.
Yeah.
I want to play around with my body as much as I can.
So, and how do you currently fit in yoga? Like, is there X amount of times a week or X amount of times a month that you're kind of doing that?
I would say if I'm working on my core one day, I'll do yoga. So that's how it usually works. And sometimes on a lower back, it'll be like around 3 times a week, just low back exercise. Yeah. I use yoga as the most important tool. Like it's literally helped me a lot. I would want to try new workouts, new systems, new cardio activities also.
Yeah.
Later at some point.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And I think it's a great time for people like us who are enthusiasts. You know, there's so much going on. There are new types of classes. There are new types of workouts. There are new studios. There are new locations constantly opening up. People are testing out new theories in terms of workouts, in terms of cardio. And, you know, there's so much going on. We're able to kind of experiment, right?
I think fitness has become as good, big as food now for New Delhi. You know, like you said, like studios everywhere, Still, I want to roll in for some sessions. It's the new trend, man. Like, I love it. Like, I haven't tried it, but I want to like start playing around, whether it's spinning or body combat or just going for a great run. One thing I'll definitely want to get back into later at some point is cycling. I'd stopped cycling. I have a bike. So like, I'll start cycling again at some point. So I think now Delhi and Bombay have enough to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to do it, it's all available for you.
Everything.
Yeah. So moving out of the, you know, the fitness conversation, moving into the diet and recovery bit, what does your day look like in terms of the nutrition aspect of it? And as you rightly said, you know, you're sleeping earlier, waking up earlier. So you're getting X amount of hours of rest for recovery as well. How does that all play into your journey as a whole?
Not my journey, I think everyone's journey, it should be a very important part. It's just not about working out. It's just also not having a great 8-hour job. I think none of us have like 8-hour job. You're mentally exhausted. You also have to work. You should have a great workout for your mind. Like chess is a great workout for just your mind, you know, right?
Yeah.
Poker could be a great workout for your mind.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, man, you're thinking beyond your monotonous tasks that you have at work, right? You're thinking beyond that. How my nutrition has played an important role is now because of my trainer. He told me, like, man, you have to have energy if you want to work out.
Yeah.
There have been times because I've been recommended to eat something light at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Because my training session's at 7-ish. If I haven't had that, he's like, bro, you haven't eaten today.
He'll know from the way that you're performing.
I don't know. Wow. Or like, yeah, like, it's funny. But like, maybe he knows how it's done or whatever it is. I'm like now, like, you know, like, these myths, like, fats are not good for you. Yolks. All that is gone, man. Like, fats are good for you. Like, you need certain fats. Like, so, like, this is something I've learned recently now. Like, that eating habit has become good in the last 5-6 months where the nutritionist told me, like, you know, break your diet. If you want to gain, you have to eat more no matter what because you need to burn it also. Like, you need to have energy to burn at, like, 7:30 also, after a long day. So, that all I learned, like, the importance of, like, having, like, stuff with less preservatives now. I'm trying as much as possible.
To not have processed food.
Yeah, like, though I do beast out every other day, so I balance it by, like, you know, 2 days of, like, stuff which is as, like, clean as possible. Like, it can have oil.
Yeah.
But as clean as possible, as natural as possible. I think it's very important to treat your body right. You need to reward your body by doing certain things, whether it's a good workout, whether it's being active, or whether it's also eating right. I think eating right is a very, very important thing for any kind of transformation or also being happy with yourself.
Yeah.
Can't be munching on shit throughout the day.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Completely. While we're talking about, you know, diet and the importance of recovery as well, as, you know, as somebody who's kind of, you know, learned so much over the last years and experimented in your own journey, have you ever taken supplements? Do you think it adds value? And, you know, is it something that people should dabble with or is it fine to kind of do it naturally?
Well, each person to their own. I have just taken whey protein and I've also tried vegan protein. I prefer whey because it's tastier. That's it. You know, it tastes well with like a cold coffee, like milk and coffee, or just with water, right? Pea protein has been like something where, like, you have to adapt to the taste. You know, it's all vegan, it's all natural. Whey has helped my transformation for sure. I try to have it once or twice a day if I'm working out on that particular day.
Yeah.
I used to be really silly before. Like, I used to just put a tablespoon of, like, protein in my drink, whatever it was. And that didn't do anything, man. So, like, then it's important to have, like, a scoop or two during a day.
Yeah.
So, I can, like, say that, at least for me, protein has. Yeah, for sure. So,
and impact-wise, is there a difference that you felt between whey protein and the vegan protein? Or is it only the taste difference that is there?
I think impact-wise, also for me personally, it was way more better for sure.
Okay.
And even taste, man. Isopure tastes really good.
Yeah. Jumping into fitness gear, you know, you're very passionate about sneakers. Everybody that, you know, knows you personally or follows you on Instagram knows that you're a big fan of sneakers, of shoes and fitness gear in general. How do you go about choosing your fitness gear and what are some of the favorite things that exist in the market currently?
Well, that's a funny one, man. Like, this shouldn't go up, like, online for sure. But, like, I think the right gears also motivate me a lot to work out.
Yeah.
I kid you not. Whether it's, like, a nice Gunji or tank top I've got for basketball or, like, you know, some gear that I've got, like, for the gym. I don't know why it excites me to go more to the gym. I kid you not. This is not a lie.
Yeah,
For sure. So, the kind of stuff I'd wear at the gym is basically I try to cover myself up as much as possible because it's really cold. On the basketball court, it's simple stuff like a tank tops and, like, loose enough shorts.
Yeah.
I have, like, different now when it comes to gear. Like, I have different shoes for running though, different shoes for basketball and different shoes for training. So if I'm doing legs, my shoes will be very different than the day I'm planning to run or do cardio because of, like, the movement and the support I need for leg day, for sure. So that I try to maintain. So like I know that I'll either wear like some a proper training shoe on my leg day or a basketball shoe which is high ankle so that there's some support. Yeah. Otherwise, I keep it really light
Running and the cardio.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of research that says that fitness gear motivates people and gets them excited. So I don't think you're alone in that department in terms of feeling motivated for either basketball or for the gym. Getting into a little bit of a deeper understanding of what you have learned. Could you give our listeners maybe 3 or 4 tips that have really worked for you in the past over your journey and a little bit about why that works for you currently and why that may work for other people as well?
Sure, man. I'll keep it simple also. The first should be like routine and discipline. I like vouch for it straight up. Some of the fittest people I know or some of the most active people I know, they have routine in place. They have discipline in place. If you work towards something, whether it's towards yourself professionally also, and you decide that I want to have routine and I want to work better and this is how I can do it, you will drive yourself towards it. So I think it's very important to have that in place and making it a habit. That's what it is. For me now, it's not a task going to the gym because it's by default a habit like breakfast, lunch and dinner, man. By default, it's a 7 p.m. going to the gym no matter what, or like going for a run or playing basketball no matter what. So it's fed in my head like how it's fed in our heads like to have breakfast at like 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So making something a habit and a good habit for yourself, I think is very, very important.
Long-term benefits are also huge, right?
Agreed. Now, the second is, I think with people like us who are working, choosing right. You have to choose right. If you see like a snack and you see a healthier snack, get used to the healthier snack no matter what. And now healthy stuff doesn't taste that bad. It is delicious. You have to stop yourself from doing certain things. If you're on a night out, choose right and drink right. If you've had a heavy night already, choose, like you can choose whatever you want in life. Everything's on you. If you had a heavy night, next day, don't drink. Balance it out. That's very, very key. All the choices are with you because, Kabir, I can't force you to do something.
Yeah.
Right? I can't say, bro, you had a burger today, don't eat tomorrow. You have to figure it out for yourself. I can't force you and say, acha, bro, I think it's 4 p.m. and you're really hungry. So get the packet of chips. But you can like now, within yourself, say, okay, let me not have that package here, but something have like an almond milkshake or something that's readily available at Modern Bazaar or anything, man. Like there's so much available now. You have to choose right. Love your body no matter what, because you could have a great workout, but if you're not choosing right when it comes to like the right sleep, right diet, or also being happy at work.
Yeah.
It's very important.
It's choice oriented. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're not happy at work, you can't work out, man. So you have to choose these right things to holistically grow for sure.
Awesome. And the third?
Third is definitely, we pondered over it and brought it up a couple of times, is seeking help no matter what. Learning from others is the best way possible, man. If there's a buddy of yours who knows more at the gym also, just like, don't disturb him at the gym, but just check up with him. What's the right way to do it? How is he doing it? One good example I'm going to like take in this case, I haven't done it recently, but Lodi, when I used to run quite a bit, I used to only run with people who were faster than me. Because I can follow them, and it was a task for me to learn from that person. Someone told me my stride is not right. Someone said I'm doing it so-so. So like, again, these were not trainers, but they became my trainers kind of because I learned so much. I was being very tricky. If you're a slower runner, I would rain check and say, no, man, I'm not going to run with you. But then whenever I got that opportunity of running with someone who's quicker, I would always take that. And they'll always give me, everyone loves giving advice.
Yeah.
But I learned, I wasn't landing on my foot right back in the day. Like I learned that. So these things, learning from others, whether it's professional or a friend or a family person who's into it, even a mother, man, if she can tell you like, these are the best ways to eat at home or this is what you should eat at work, take it from her, man. She'd know the best about that also.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for that, man. I think that's super useful for our listeners. It's been useful for me, absolutely. And the last point that I wanted to chat with you about was some of the collaborations that you're doing with fitness brands and lifestyle brands. How does that equate to you kind of helping others as well? I think, even I've been motivated by talking to you multiple times, by seeing your Instagram feed and, how active you are. How does that kind of, play into the ecosystem when multiple people that are getting fit, do you feel that has like a resonating impact with people that are in the space?
Well, I hope it does. But what I do love is that I see a lot of our peers and friends now more into fitness and each other pushing each other more. Like, I'll see maybe your friend or you doing something then I'm like, dude, man, everyone's doing it now. Like, so it's basically like an ecosystem that's been created by all of us of sorts. I'd also want to talk about it more 100%. When I'm slightly more fitter, I think I have more goals now, which I'm working towards, short-term goals.
Yeah.
So then I'll definitely want to talk about like my journey more, when I'm fitter, and like hoping that, you know, like there's someone out there who probably sees that and like, dude, man, if like someone like Sahil can do it, like why not me? Because I'm a regular guy, man. Like we all have like day jobs. We all do the same things after work also. It's just that I fit in like 60 to 70 minutes of a workout in a shower. That's it. Yeah. In my day. That's yeah. it. Nothing else.
Absolutely. And also merging a little bit about, you know, your professional experience, your professional life with the current discussion that we're having. You know, how can people that are in the space, brands that are in the space that are trying to, you know, spread the positive message? I feel there are a lot of companies I know that are doing a great job in the health space, in the wellness space, but they're not able to get the message out properly. You know, are there some things in terms of advice that you can give as a communication professional that is helping so many brands get the word out and get growth? What is some advice that you can give our listeners that are entrepreneurs in the health space of how to get the word out in a way that is impactful at the end of the day?
I think outreach is the best way, relevant outreach. You know, if you're a food brand, be at some run. You know, if you're a fitness brand, sponsor a great workout. It's the physical connect is the best way possible. You know, like how now with digital media, which is the biggest forum possible for us to like learn things off, there's a lot of stuff going on there already, yeah. right? So if they can, if there's a fitness brand and can pick up a running group and like, you know, sponsor them or like get a nice running coach for them, I'd say that's bang on hitting on them because you're improving their lifestyle for sure.
Yeah.
If the you can end that round with like some nutrition, buy some brand, you like, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, this is the right nutrition after your workout or after your run, then you're trying to also get a customer in place. Yeah. So like, yeah. Because digital is amplified so much, I would say some these physical touch points could be amazing for sure. Like if you do something and if you have like a physical activity, I would definitely want to join you and learn for sure.
Absolutely. So not being just another speaker in the noise, right? Try to kind of differentiate yourself by having these physical touch points and adding value in the end.
Yeah, 100%. Lots of events, lots of like one-on-one sessions, lots of outreach. You know, like people can still use DM and still meet, right? Yeah. You're like, hey man, I'm doing a run. This is what the brand's all about. We'd love to have you on board. So like, you know, you can start a conversation online, but has to like come down offline because fitness is all about offline, right?
Being outdoors, yeah.
Yeah, being outdoors, man. What's missing, I think now, bringing that back into outdoors, man, like, you know, picking up, like, people should pick up sports. You know, I think, bro, we're really lucky that we have a sport that we
we're
love.
Passionate about,
but I see a lot of people don't have sports that they're passionate about. Being outdoorsy is very important, man. I know pollution is high and all of that, but we are very less on running outside or walking outside and all that. We need to, like, get this back on track for sure. Because, like, outdoor workouts are technically the best, man, with Mother Nature.
Yeah, I agree, man. And, I mean, for me personally, playing basketball for cardio is way better than, you know, running on the treadmill or trying to do a, you know, elliptical machine or cycling indoors. I like that way more. And it's competitive. Bringing the competitive aspect makes it even more fun.
It's an insane workout, man. Like, I'm usually panting. That's the only time I'm usually panting.
Yeah.
That's it. Also, like the banter you have, like it's also great psychologically and for your mind. It's okay. We spoke about chess sometime back.
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball also mind game, man. You need to like process everything you do and when to pass, when to shoot, how to dribble. I think it's a great workout for your mind. A football or basketball or cricket could be a great game because you have to think a lot while making that move.
Absolutely.
And also, gymming or like a session is you're listening to someone or you're doing it yourself and you have your music or new music. I don't know. But like, it's also like a very friendly, open environment, which you crave because at work, you're with the same people. When you're playing a sport, it's a different set. There's so much banter and like, there's so much healthy competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you, like we were used to back then.
Yeah.
So now I crave it more because we were used to it to something like this till college probably. But it all stopped after that. So I look forward to like my Sunday or Saturday games for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing you out there on the court again soon. And thanks again for making the time here for us and for all the valuable information that, you know, we're able to share with our listeners. For our listeners that want to get in touch with you professionally or just for advice, where can they reach out to you? And all of this information will be in our show notes, but why don't you tell our listeners as well?
You can just hit me up on Instagram at Sahil Marwa. That's the best way. Like, I'll probably reply. And like, there's a great workout session. I'll join them for that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for making the time for us, Sahil. We've really enjoyed this.
Thanks, Kabir. This was fun.
All right, guys. That was this week's episode of The Pursuit of Wellness. You can find us on iTunes, CastBox, Savan, or wherever you guys get your podcasts. We're on Facebook as The Pursuit of Wellness and Instagram and Twitter as TPOW Podcast. And you can obviously check out our website, manchamedia.com. This has been a Mancha Media production. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for our next episode next week.